Malachim Aleph Periches. Wonderful, wonderful tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech is going to daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael in his time and for the entire future. A tefillah on behalf of David Aviv, a tefillah that is very deep in terms of the Jewish people and our fate and our own impact on our own fate when we don't act right. There's a lot in there, and some say he said some of it out loud. Some say a large portion of it he was saying silently. So everybody was waiting for the Melech to finish their Still Shemana Esrei, and everybody waited patiently and quietly instead of checking their phones and having a conversation about their fantasy football team. This part of this parak is a fantastic haftorah for the second day of Sukkos, because it happens Yerach Ha'isanim Bechog on Sukkos, and also because it is also the haftorah, I'm sorry, for Parshas Pekudei, according to the Ashkenazim. So, Oz, Yakhel Shlomo es Ziknei Yisrael. So, it says at the beginning of Periches, then, after all the construction was done, and it had taken years, as we said, it took more years to build his own palaces, but the construction of the Beis HaMikdash was dear to his heart, and his highest priority. And now that the construction is complete, only then did Shlomo gather together as a Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Klal Yisrael, as called Roshei Amatos, all of the heads of the tribe. This is what we had in mind when we wanted a melech who would truly unify us, and only Malchus Beis David can do that. Shaul HaMelech tried, but it was never quite right. And we'll see that Shlomo's son Rechavam is going to lose a big chunk of all the people. But at this moment, it's perfect. This is the moment that the Melucha was created for. This moment when we're all together by the Beis HaMikdash, the heads of all of the tribes, Nesi'ei Ha'avos Livnei Yisrael, all of the leaders of the ancestral families of Bnei Yisrael. So it's a link from the past to the future. We have one king, and yet we're talking about the Roshei Hamatos and Nesi'ei Ha'avos from Sefer Bamidbar, where we saw all of them with Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the culmination of the moon being full for the Jewish people. El HaMelech Shlomo Yerushalayim. And they were all gathered to King Shlomo in Yerushalayim. Nobody wanted to miss this event. Lahalos es Aron Bris Hashem. To raise up, to bring up and transport the Ark of the Covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ir David hi Tzion. From Ir David, which is Tzion, where it had rested now for dozens of years. When he brought it from Beis Obed Edom Hagiti, as you may remember, from a year ago, several months ago, in Sefer Shmuel, but probably a year ago, where David had placed it. Remember that for all of David's tenure, because the Mishkan at Shiloh was destroyed during the time of Shmuel Hanavi, before there was even a king. So Shaul is 2.5 years, David is 40 years. Shlomo's already been king for something like, he's 29 years old, so he's been king for 17 years. So it's been 60 years since the Mishkan component parts were separated. And now they're going to be reunited, and it feels so good. And we're going to bring up the Aron from Ir David with great pomp and ceremony. Pasuk Beis, Vayikohalu El HaMelech Shlomo, Kol Ish Yisrael. And they were gathered to Shlomo in Yerushalayim, every man of Israel. Even though Shlomo had only summoned the leaders, the Abarbanel says, the entire nation came to pay tribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as to their Zekanim, as well as to their Roshei Ha'avos and Roshei Hamatos. Everybody came. And in addition to which, this is going to be the first Aliyas HaRegel when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Because this happened, B'Yerach HaEsanim Bechog, in the month of Esanim, on the Chag, on Sukkos. So Yerach HaEsanim, the Chazal translate as being Tishrei. It is the Yerach De'atikiyah, the Karn LeYarcho Kadma'a B'Chaga, Rashi says. It was the mighty month, the oldest month, according to those who say that the world was created in Tishrei, in the last 6 days of Elul, and then came Tishrei. It's the most ancient month. Yerach HaEsanim is also the mighty ones, referring to, according to some of the Mefarshim, the Avos, because they were born. All of the Avos are said to have been born in Tishrei. Others say Yerach HaEsanim, the month of the mighty, because of all the many mitzvos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, which all fall in the seventh month. And the Ralbag says, we can gain tremendous spiritual strides and perfection during Tishrei by doing all these mitzvos. That's why they say we don't say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, because we're so busy running around that we have to have as much time as possible to get ready for all the Yom Tovim. Also, it is the time when the crops, which keep people alive, the Radak brings down from the Gemara, are gathered indoors for storage, so we have to work hard in order to store everything. Now, we said earlier in Perek Vav, you may not remember, it's quite a ways away, and this is HuAchodesh HaShavi, this is the seventh month, but we said earlier in Perek Vav, Pasuk Lamed Ches, when was the Beis HaMikdash completed? Uvashanoho Achas Esrei B'Yerach Bul HuChodesh HaShemini Kol HaAbayis. We said that the Beis HaMikdash was actually completed in the month of Bul, the eighth month, which is Cheshvan. 11 months of waiting. The inauguration was delayed 11 months. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be in Tishrei. His acceptance of Shlomo and approval of the Beis HaMikdash was very important. Some say that if all of Klal Yisrael is coming, there needed to be a lot of preparations for Yerushalayim. So that's why the delay, because the logistics were absolutely fiendishly complicated to have a place for everybody to come. And we say in Pasuk Gimel, Vayavou kol ziknei Yisrael, Vayisua kohanim es ha'aron. And all of the ziknei Yisrael, all of the elders of Israel came, and the kohanim carried the aron, no mistakes like in the time of David HaMelech, but they carried the aron on their shoulders as they were supposed to, as everybody understands. Now it's interesting that it says the kohanim. Usually it was the Levim whose responsibility it was, according to many, to carry the aron. But some say that that honor belonged to the B'nai Kehas only in the Midbar, because the only Kohanim at that time were Aaron and his sons. But in succeeding years, when there are larger numbers of Kohanim, the Kohanim inherit that distinction of bearing the Aaron on their shoulders. So according to those who say it was still supposed to be the Levim, why are the Kohanim doing it? The Kohanim are doing it because the Aaron is supposed to be brought to the Kodesh Kodeshim. The Kohen Gadol can't do it all by himself, even though he's technically the only one allowed in the Kodesh Kodeshim. And so, other Kohanim, it was preferable, should carry the Aron, because they would be entering the Kodesh Kodeshim, and Levim should not do so. But if you look in Divrei HaYamim, it actually says it was Levim who carried the Aron. So, the Tosfos says, in Gemara Sota, that to reconcile the contradiction, the Levim carried the Aron until the Beis HaMikdash, and then in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim brought it the rest of the way to its proper resting place in the Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Kodesh Kodeshim isn't really fully the Kodesh Kodeshim yet until the Shekhinah comes and rests there, and that's going to happen, as we will see, instantly once the Aron is put down where it belongs. So we are having a huge moment in the history of Klal Yisrael here, and we will continue as we move forward.